So we know our likes and dislikes, but still, how do we connect with ourselves at our core? Yes, it's an important question. And firstly, we need knowledge. There is specific, there is general, generic spiritual knowledge, and there is specific spiritual knowledge. Now suppose this room is completely dark and the door opens. Now, when the door opens and it's completely dark, we'll be uncertain who is coming. And is it a friend is coming? Is an enemy coming? Is it a thief who's come to steal something? We'll be uncertain, we'll be insecure, and we'll always be second guessing ourselves. What's happening? But if you can turn on the light, then you can identify, oh, this person who's coming is a friend. This person, I don't know, it's a stranger. This person is a big thief. I had to call the police, I had to push this person out right away. So basically, before we can identify the specific people who are in their room, the first thing we have to do is turn on the light. Without turning on the light, if I try to identify the people, it becomes a very big struggle. So like that, to understand who we are specifically, in terms of our core self, it's important to have general spiritual knowledge. General spiritual knowledge is like turning on the light. So, any branch of knowledge, if we want, any area of inquiry, if you want to go deeper, we refer to the books in that area. If I want to learn something about, say when I came to Panama, I wanted to read something about Panama. So I went on Wikipedia and looked at Panama. So there are reasonably reliable sources of knowledge which we use for learning more about that subject. So to understand the self, we have to look at books that give us knowledge about the self. So the Bhagavad Gita is one book which actually starts with this question itself. Who are you? Now our identity is the foundation of our activity. So the Bhagavad Gita begins with a very dramatic setting where a warrior is confused over what should I do, what should I not do. And then the speaker of the Gita doesn't answer that specific question. You should do this, you shouldn't do this. Begins by telling, before you can decide what you have to do, understand who you are. And the Bhagavad Gita gives us quite an elaborate understanding of who we are. So by studying spiritual books like the Bhagavad Gita, we get general spiritual knowledge. General spiritual knowledge is like turning on the light. That light, this light I'm referring to is the light of our inner world. So when our inner territory becomes illumined, sarva dvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yada tada vidyat vidyam sadhyamityuta. And when all the doors of our senses are illumined, at that time we can see clearly what is what. So at that time, when our inner territory is illumined, we can understand, okay, this is my like, but this is like a very, this is my like, this is a very strong thing which I like, I feel passionate about this. This is a dislike, it's a mild dislike, this is like a strong aversion I have. And like that, we can move backward, move deeper inwards and come to our core. So what is it that defines our core? Our core, the Gita explains, is consciousness. It is because we have consciousness that we have likes and dislikes. It is because we have consciousness that we have desires. It is because we have consciousness that we are able to feel anything, be aware of anything. So consciousness basically means awareness of things around us and awareness of ourselves. It's basically awareness. So that awareness comes from a spark of spirit. So that spark of spirit is actually who we are at our core. Now, what ultimately we want at our core is, we have many desires, many likes, many dislikes, but what we want is actually to love and to be loved. We want talents, we want wealth, we want power, all these things we want because we hope that these things will make us more lovable in the eyes of others. So you want to love and you want to be loved. That is our core. So now the Gita explains that this longing to love, that cannot be fulfilled only at the horizontal level. It needs to be fulfilled vertically also. Horizontally means by people around us. You know, we can have partners, we can have relatives, we can have friends, and in that we get some amount of satisfaction. But this longing to love and be loved, it also needs to be directed vertically. Vertically means it has to be directed towards our source. That source can be known by different names. It can be called God, it can be called the Bhagavad Gita. By many different names, Bhagavad Gita calls him by the name Krishna. The important thing is that this, when our longing for love is directed vertically, then that brings the fullest illumination in our heart, inside us. That means things become the most clear. When we connect ourselves with the source in a mood of loving devotion, then what we are meant to do in our life becomes very clear, because we understand fully who we are. It's like there can be light which illumines some things, but if sunlight comes, sunlight practically illumines everything. So knowledge, or spiritual knowledge, when that takes us to the level of knowledge of the source, that becomes not just like turning on a light, it becomes like getting sunlight. Everything becomes clear. So usually, if we, now this may all seem very abstract right now, but right now it's in terms of the conceptual analysis I'm telling. In terms of practice, if we just start practicing meditation regularly, that meditation itself will actually act like a small torchlight internally. Every day that we meditate, we are basically taking a torchlight and directing it inwards. And that meditation, which acts as a torchlight, will make things clearer and clearer. And then we will understand what is truly important for me, who I am, and what is it that drives me in my life. These things become clear when we have illumined our inner territory. Does that answer your question? Any other comments or questions?